The Bush administration has orchestrated a series of raids across Europe and the United States designed to damage Osama bin Laden's financial networks. The U.S. raids were carried out yesterday at 9 locations in 4 cities and at 2 places in Northern Virginia, NPR's John McChesney reports.
The president announced the raids at an investigative branch of the Treasury Department where much of the evidence about bin Laden's finances had been put together.
Today we are taking another step in our fight against the evil. We are shutting down 2 major elements of the terrorist international financial network, both at home and abroad.
The president said that the United States had solid and credible evidence that 2 financial networks had been used for communications and for financial support by Al-Qaeda. The organizations are called Al-Taqwa and Al-Barakat. The president described Al-Taqwa as an association of offshore banks and financial management firms used to support bin Laden. He added this about Al-Barakat.
Al-Baraka is a group of money wiring and communication companies owned by a friend and supporter of Osama bin Laden.
Both organizations are so-called hawalas, informal, mostly unregulated financial networks used in the Muslim world instead of banks, partly because of the Islamic prohibition against interest. President Bush did not talk about any of the evidence against the groups, and it wasn't explained why the government had waited so long to shut them down. Both organizations operate out of small stores in less affluent neighborhoods in the United States, but the president said no one should be fooled by appearances.
Follow the network to its center, and you discover wealthy banks and sophisticated technology, all at the service of mass murderers.
Raids were carried out in Boston, Minneapolis, Columbus, Ohio, and Seattle against businesses affiliated with Al-Taqwa and Al-Barakat. In Minneapolis, several enterprises were shut down and one man was taken into custody. In Seattle, a dozen customs agents raided a building known as Maka Market and Halal Meats in an immigrant neighborhood with a large Somali population. Mohammed Osman, a Somali, works at the Barakat Wire Transfer Company, and he was detained and questioned for 2.5 hours. Reporters asked him about bin Laden, and he answered through an interpreter.
We don't know that man, and our money we transfer is our community, and the poor people and refugee people here send to their families. And we don't know bin Laden, and we don't have any connection.
In Boston, 2 men, Mohammed and Liban Hussein, were charged with money laundering. Mohammed Hussein, who's not an American citizen, is in custody now. The 2 men ran Barakat North America in Dorchester, Massachusetts, a foreign money exchange without a state license, which moved over $2 million through a U.S. bank from January through September. That's according to the government's criminal complaint. The chairman of Al-Barakat, speaking in Mogadishu, Somalia, told the Associated Press that the charges were all lies. In Europe, 2 men associated with Al-Taqwa were briefly detained by Swiss authorities, and the Bush administration has asked a long list of countries to freeze assets associated with the 2 organizations. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.